USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Make that three indictments against former President Trump, and the very latest involves Trump's actions in the run-up to the January 6th Capitol riots. Special Counsel Jack Smith said Tuesday,
"My office will seek a speedy trial. In the meantime, I must emphasize that the indictment is only an allegation and that the defendant must be presumed innocent."
The Department of Justice claims Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election contributed to the Capitol riot. In June, the DOJ indicted Trump in the case involving his handling of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. President Biden spending this week at his Delaware Beach home. President arrived July 28th to Rehoboth Beach, is expected to stay until Friday. He's taking calls and working while away. If the presidential election were held today, it would be a tie.
A new poll shows President Biden and former President Trump tied in a 2024 general election rematch. The New York Times Siena College poll shows both candidates receiving 43% of support from registered voters, that is if the election were held today. However, the survey also found both men are disliked more than liked, with 54% of voters disapproving of Biden and 55% disapproving of Trump. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Embassy in Niger is open and operating normally right now amid a military takeover in the country.
We're monitoring the efforts by France and other Europeans to evacuate their citizens. We urge Nigerian authorities to facilitate an orderly, safe evacuation.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said there's no indication of threats to U.S. citizens or facilities at this time. A pair of Republicans facing criminal charges for their alleged role in trying to access Michigan voting machines following the 2020 presidential election. This is USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
Suspected Gilgo Beach murderer Rex Huerman appeared in a Long Island courthouse Tuesday, and his lawyer says there's an enormous amount of information to be reviewed.
Rex Huerman's lawyer, Michael Brown, says the defense has been provided with 8 terabytes of information that will be reviewed in the coming months.
I was told that a gigabyte is 6,000 pages, and I was told that there's 1,000 gigabytes in a terabyte. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, it's enormous.
Suffolk DA Ray Tierney said the vast array of evidence will be turned over on a rolling basis. Huerman, accused in the murders of 3 women in the Gilgo Beach area, he is the prime suspect in a 4th slaying. Liz Warner, New York.
Zendaya is remembering her Euphoria co-star Angus Cloud, who died Monday at 25 years old. She wrote on Instagram she's thankful she got the chance to know him in this life. The two both attended Oakland School of the Arts before they starred together on the HBO series. Speaking Tuesday in Orlando, Vice President Kamala Harris says she will not accept an invitation from Governor Ron DeSantis to discuss Florida's new Black History curriculum.
There is no round table, no lecture, no invitation we will accept to debate an undeniable fact.
Harris told women attending an AME church convention that there were no redeeming qualities to slavery, and she called the issue an unnecessary debate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.